This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, one of the most difficult things to deal with is when you hear rumors about yourself, or you hear lies that people peddle about yourself. At times you don't know where it came from. Sometimes you don't even know what they're talking about. Sometimes it's a misunderstanding. And sometimes it's pure falsehood. And if you don't know where it's coming from, how do you deal with it? It's difficult. The help of Allah is always needed, my brothers and sisters. The world out there is not easy. But at the same time, with the help of Allah Almighty, He protects you, He guides you, He grants you goodness, even in the face of the hardship that you are facing. So turn to Allah. That's the primary guidance that we would always give. Look into your connection with Allah and look at ways in which you can improve. When it comes to this issue of rumors and lies and that which is fabricated, accusation, slander, it has happened to those better than you and I. What would we expect? Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the daughter of the most beloved unto the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the one who was the most beloved, Aisha radiallahu anha, her father, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, most beloved as well from the men, she was facing one of the challenges, and that was a rumor and slander that they spread against her. It was painful, it was hurtful, it was prolonged for about a month. Revelation did not come to clarify her name until a certain period, and then Allah clarified it. But in the process, people fell into several categories. And this is what I want to talk to you about today regarding dealing with the difficulty of rumors, falsehood, slander, accusation, and lies. Allah says, "La tahsabuhu sharran lakum, bal huwa khayrun lakum." Don't consider it bad for you. In fact, it is better for you. How would it be better for me? And how is it better even in the instance of Aisha radiallahu anha, which was the case being spoken about in the Quran in Surah An-Nur? Well, number one is Allah rewards you for the sabr. Number two is Allah gives you the good deeds of all of those who spread the rumor, or who forwarded the message, or who were excited to talk about it. Allah gives you their good deeds. Allah rewards you for the sabr. Allah gives you the good deeds. Allah helps you through the pain when you believe this is going to come out as something better for me. At the moment, it's tough because everyone's talking about something that didn't even happen. But when I come out of it, inshallah, I will be cleansed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you get the good deeds, but then they start taking away your sins. When you come on the day of judgment, you will be super happy for having had people spread rumor, slander, falsehood, fabrication, and lies against you. You might say, well, it's so hard to wait up to the day of judgment. Yes, I agree. It's very difficult to wait because we are human. We want to see immediate and instant results. But for a believer, it doesn't always happen instantly. A believer knows we're in it. We have to bear patience. If it all was instant, there would not be an act of worship known as sabr, because everything would happen instantly. But there's nothing instant that occurs right here, right now. Allah gives time for those who made the mess to undo the mess. Come and apologize, come and seek forgiveness. And then you start seeing the evil effect of those rumors and fabrications go back to those who spread them. And that is disastrous in their lives. It wouldn't make some happy, but others would actually say, you know what, I didn't ask that for you, but yeah, it's happening to you. Perhaps you might have harmed someone. This is why we say, when your life is a mess, or your children or those loved to you ask yourself, have I harmed someone else? Have I slandered? Have I spread lies, rumor, fabrication? If the answer is yes, maybe this might just be the evil of all of that. Because Allah promises in the Quran that the evil plot is not deserved by anyone besides the plotter himself. So it comes back to haunt you. Nonetheless, what we need to realize, Allah gives time for them to make amends, to come to apologize, to undo, to remain silent. In a previous episode, we said if you believe in Allah and the day of reckoning, you believe there's a day of judgment, you would only utter that which is beneficial or remain silent. Rumor and slander and fabrication is never beneficial. It's not. It's actually something worth abstaining from. That's why that hadith where the accusation was leveled against Aisha radiallahu anha of immorality, the Quran speaks about categories of people. The first category were those who immediately said, this is a lie. Don't even spread it. Don't even talk about it. It is a lie. We know Aisha radiallahu anha. She's a good person. This is not true. When you hear certain things about certain people, you immediately know something fishy about this information. It's wrong. Sometimes when they become a people who are known, Aisha radiallahu anha was of a high status. She was a person whom the hypocrites were waiting to fault her. But they couldn't fault her. When they had this opportunity, they said things. Allah Almighty tells us, the true believers said, no way, that's not true. It didn't happen. Hadha ifkum mubin. It's indeed a clear lie, clear fabrication. Then there is another category of people, they neither believe nor do they disbelieve. They're sitting on the fence. They don't know. They don't want to know, perhaps, and so on. And there is a third category who spreads the tale around. Nowadays, they just forward it. They just click send. They just tell everyone, forwarded as received. You're still guilty because you know what? It's a slander. It's a fabrication. On the day of judgment, your punishment will also be forwarded as received. Thought about that? Because you forwarded as received. Let's not go into that because we don't want that type of a punishment. We seek the forgiveness of Allah and let's become more conscious because we want to deal with this difficulty of rumor spreading. You did it, it will come back to you or someone around you. Or you may face other types of challenges. And it has to happen. Allah gives you a time. Sometimes that time is 10 years. Sometimes it's a little bit less, a little bit more. But you know what? When the ball rolls, it will roll back. May Allah protect us. So if we look carefully at this matter, the last category is the worst. And what is that category? The one who created the fabrication. الَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُ. The one who created the fabrication was a man known as Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. He was the head of the hypocrites in Medina. He created the fabrication that this immorality occurred and I saw it. And then he spread the tale. So those who created that are the biggest sinners. They will pay the heaviest price. Allah says, وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. He will have a painful punishment. So there is no point in spreading rumor about others. If you were unable to verify something, then you'd best keep quiet. In fact, if it does not involve you, you'd best keep quiet. Because مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. You know, one of the signs of goodness of a believer is when he leaves that which doesn't concern him. You don't have to get to that level of hate. And if you have faced a challenge where people have said this about you, the good news is Allah will reward you. And soon Allah will clear everything up. Give it a bit of time. Turn to Allah. Ask Allah's help. If you want to clarify, you may try to do so. At times there is no point in clarifying. You just leave it be and Allah will open your doors. Like Allah has done to many in the past, in the present, and will still do in the future. May Allah protect you and I and all of us from spreading rumor and from being victims of rumor and evil and fabrication and slander. May Allah Almighty forgive us all. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.